For several weeks now, the Royal Theatre of Le Manet in Brussels has been adorned with a giant image of the Theatre of Mariupol destroyed by the Russian occupiers, and every night the facade of the building is illuminated in the colors of the Ukrainian flag. In cooperation with Promote Ukraine and the Ukrainian Institute in Kyiv, projects and initiatives are implemented aimed to keep attention on the issue of the war in Ukraine and demonstrate support for the victims of the war. Since the beginning of January, posters on the Le Manet's outer walls have been giving visibility to the destruction and damage of Ukrainian civilian, religious, and cultural buildings by Russists. The before and after poignantly shows how devastating this war is and the lasting scars it leaves, reads the theater's press release. Le Manet also supports the organization of concerts. On the 19th of February, the performance of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Ukrainian composer Sergei Bortkovich, performed by Ilya Ovcharenko, is scheduled at Le Manet. The event is free for the citizens of Ukraine. The performance of Reinhold Glier's Symphony No. 3, named after Ukrainian epic knight Ilya Muromets, is scheduled for the 22nd of April. In addition, the theater wants to hold a public debate with European and Ukrainian intellectuals to find ways to support Ukrainian artists. In particular, it is planned to provide an opportunity for Ukrainian opera houses to perform on stage in Brussels. Le Manet does not stay away from the topic of the war in Ukraine. It is not indifferent to the issue of the suffering of the civilian population and the numerous victims of Russian aggression. Bohdan Marushiak.